Okay, so let's have a look at cash budgeting and cash flow forecasts. So businesses and households, they need to manage their finance and make sure that they've got cash, that's income, meets their money going out, which is outflows or your spending. So what is a cash flow forecast? So a definition of a cash flow is it's the difference between money going out of the business and money coming into the business. Your cash flow forecast then, so this is a document showing the planned flow of money in and out of a business or household over a certain period of time. So you could do it for 6 months, and for each month, you're looking at the money coming in for the month, you're looking at the money going out for the month, and you're seeing whether it's a positive or a negative. Do we have enough money coming in to meet our expenses, or are our expenses higher than the money coming in? It's used to predict big income and expenditure and when they're likely to occur in the business. So for a business then, so businesses use cash flow forecasts to predict the amount and timing of income and expenditure and plan how best to use their finances. If money is coming into the business faster than money is going out, it's positive, so it's good. That means we have a lot of income coming in. And this is good because it means the business has enough cash to pay their expenses. But if the money is flowing out of a business faster than money is coming in, the company will run out of cash and need to borrow. This is called negative cash flow. So it's important for a business to identify when they're going to have a negative cash flow so they can do a couple of things. So when they've got a negative cash flow, it means that they're operating beyond their means. So a couple of things they'll have to do. Number one, their spending might need to be controlled. So we might need to cut back on spending. So you need to control how much stock we're getting from, how much stock we're buying. Are we actually selling it or not? We'll also have to look at debtors. So are we giving out an awful lot of credit to people and they need to start paying us the money? So we need to go into debtors to get to start paying. We might need to have some cutbacks. So we might need to cut back on wages, cut back on people working. We might also need to get an overdraft. So there are a couple of things that a business can do to help with the negative position of the business if they're in when they're spending too much. They might also have one big expense in that business. So instead of paying that big expense out, they might kind of divide it up over a couple of months. So the benefits then of cash flow forecast, number one, they assist in financial planning. So cash flow forecast can act as an early warning system of possible cash shortages or positive cash flow. Two, financial control. By predicting cash shortages, businesses and households can identify when and where savings or cutbacks need to be made. So if we don't have enough money for a particular month, we need to control what we're spending in that month. So we might need to cut back on some things, or we might need to get an overdraft or a loan requirement. Cash flow forecasts can be used by the business to show how much loan finance will be needed to keep the business afloat. This will assure investors and banks that the business will be managed. So look at different types of finance later on. The elements of an effective cash flow forecast. So there's a couple of things that make a cash flow forecast good. The first thing is it realistic? So the income that we have in, have we predicted it to be correctly? And usually you'd underestimate the income and predict expenses should be overestimated. So is your finance then for savings or loans? Two, are there seasonal factors? So does it take into account the highs and lows of sales? So for example, Christmas will be very, very busy, but February, March could be quite quiet because people are paying back for Christmas. Credit, the cash flow forecast should take into account possible delay in payment from debtors and households when starting a new job and receiving the first pay. So our debtors, are we giving an awful lot of credit out? Are debtors not paying us on time? And then if you start a new job, well, then you might get paid emergency tax. What about bad debts? These are debtors or people who owe the business money, who do not pay their bills, and this money is lost to the business. So if we give out an awful lot of credit to people and the chance of them not paying us back, what's the chance of that happening? If they don't pay us back, well, then it'll be a bad debt that the business will have to fork out, and it's an expense to the business.